Okay. What do you want to learn? You want to learn where we left off yesterday? Go very, very quick. We do that got it in Mamish in 5 minutes. Yeah? Daf Chav Gimel Beis. You with me? Okay, Daf Chagil Beis very very top. Mudanim Kabriach Arman is Achniv Shem Kiryas Oy Zeloit. Sheperash Me Avram Avloit. He went and he separated from Avram. Umidinim Kibriach Armoin, and because he separated from Avram, he became like a bar in the Briach. In Umidinim, he became quarrelsome, and he was separated like a Briach, a bar from a palace. Shehitel midinim kibrichin v'armon. He went and he made a machlokes. He became separated from Klal Yisrael like a bar in the palace. Rashi says kibrich v'armon b'shvil shehitel meriva beinoy ben Avram k'tichsev al noatin meriva goram loy shenifredu zem izev v'nasu zek neged zek kibrichim. They became separate like a bar. Shenoylin le'armon, that they lock up a palace. She'ein hachitzoynim. No one's able to enter. So we hear Rashi Fatayich the Gemara. That's the nature of Amonim Moav. She'enem mutadim lovei b'kal Yisrael k'tasev loyove Amonim Moavi. So therefore, because the Ach Nifshon b'Kiryas Ois, this is Loit is separated from the Kiryas Ois, which is Avram Avinu. He became Kibrich. The word Bricha means. How does he touch with the Kibrich in this pasuk? And this pasuk became. He became Bishvil Shitl Meriva. Medinim she was Hitl Meriva Beinoi Uvein Avraham. Fine. Next, Shitl Gemara, Dorash Rava Vitemer of Yitzhak Ba Maitasev Litava Yivakesh Nifrat. Uvichol Toshe Yiskale. For desire, did the one that was separated, did he seek? Uvichol Toshe. And in all the Bati Midrashim, was it revealed his shame? Litava Yivakesh Nifrat Zeloit. Lot, the reason why he desired to separate himself from Avram to go to Sodom was because he wanted Taiva. What was the Taiva? Nashim. Sidoim was the place where you could find Nashim. We want to welcome to the basement of Shlomo Rabinowitz. Shlomo Rabinowitz is over here, How do I put this? I'm using a different device. I don't know how to put this on gallery view. How do they do this? Gallery view. Zoom. How do you do the gallery zoom? How do you do this? Oh, switch. Here, now I got it. Okay, very good. Now we got it. Okay, we want to welcome Shlomo Rabinowitz to the Beis Medrash. We're over here on the Daf Chav Gimel on the Beis going very quest. It says, with Moris and Dash to the Pasik, Letava Yivakesh Nifrat. Fataiva.
How far down?
How far down? Chav Gimel on the Beis, we're on 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll go 4 lines from the top. I want to go very quick because I got it. 4 lines. Four lines from the top. Dorash Rava. Yitayim Rabbi Yitzchak. Maidel Sev Letava. Yivakesh Nifrat. For desire, did the Nifrat, did he separate? What is Uvachol Toshia Yiskala? And all places of revel of Toshia, it was revealed. What does this mean? The Gemara makes a drasha. Letava Yivakesh Nifrat Zeloit. For desire, did Lot separate himself? We learned that Lot wanted Noshim. Lot had a taiva for Noshim. And that's why he went to Sodom, because Sodom was the place where they had unlimited women. And because of his shame, he wanted Taiva, Fenoshim. It was revealed in all places of Toshia. The word Toshia means a base medrash. Yiskala, Sheniskala, Kiloinai, Bibote, Kinusios, Bibote, Midrashos. The word Toshia is salvation. The base medrash and the base Knesses is a place of Toshia, salvation. Not in Zoom. Not staying home and Zoom. If you want it to be Toshia, you have to come to the Beis Midrash. Shlomo Rabinowitz, when are you going to come already?
Here is my Beis Midrash.
Okay, let's see. Rashi says, Latava Yivakesh Nifrat L'Dvar Avera. Yivakesh mi shenifrad. Taiva here means an avera. Ve'ezezeloid shenifrad me al Avram. Kedosev vayipardu mi ish me alachif. V'samach lev ayisaloid mi kedem l'shub nifrad mitchila. He separated. V'chol toshia diskala uv'toshia lo nemar. Kan el uv'chol toshia. Every toshia. Lo'emar l'chosh niskala k'loinoi b'shtei toirais. It says over here. Uv'chol toshia. It says uvichol toshia, two places of toshia. There's a toshia that's found in the Bet Midrash, and a toshia that's found in the Bet Knesses. The Torah nikras Toshia. How do you know that Torah is called Toshia? Tosef hifli etza higdil Toshia. Torah does wondrous things. It makes great salvation. Torah shebasav, Torah shebalpeh, b'Torah shebishav, b'mei batik nesiyos. Kedosev lo yavei amoni moyavi, b'Torah shebalpeh, b'otim midrashos k'detzana amoni moyavi. This Rashi is murdik. Murdik Rashi. This Rashi is miskala soides haTorah, that the base HaKnesses is begeder Torah shebichsav. And the base Medrash is Torah shebalpeh. Where did you ever hear such a zach like this? I never in my life heard Torah shechidish. You always think that the base HaKnesses is the Kol Torah, is the Kol Tfilah, the base HaKnesses is Kol Tfilah, and the base Medrash is the Kol Torah. Torah is Kol Alts, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh. Along comes this Rashi, and Rashi says that the base HaKnesses is Oichet Torah. The base HaKnesses, the get of Torah, Torah Shebichsav, because you read the Torah. You read the Torah in the base HaKnesses, Torah Shebichsav, and the base Medrash, Torah Shebapeh. Thus, it's when the Chilik Tzvish in the base HaKnesses, the base HaMedrash. If you go and you ask a person on the street, tell me the Chilik Tzvish in the base HaKnesses, the base HaMedrash, they'll say to you, HaKoil Kol Yaakov. There are two koilos. There's a Kol Tfilah and a Kol Torah. The Kol Tfilah is the base HaKnesses, and the Kol Torah is the base Medrash. And Talmud Chazal, they were separate. In the Beis Medrash, they never davened. The Beis Medrash, they learned 24/7. There was no Zmani Tefillah in the Beis Medrash. You want to daven? First of all, if you're really learning Torah L'Shema, you don't need a daven. Ha'isek b'mitzvah, patur min ha'mitzvah. If you want to daven, for whatever the reason is, go across the street to the shul. In the shul, there were no Sfarim. There was just Minyanim, Tefillah. In the Beis Medrash, is only Torah. The sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses and the sanctity of the Beis HaMedrash are completely different. Tzvei dinim. We live in a mixed up world today. Every Litvak is a chos. Every chos is a Litvak. We live in the Welt. Everyone wants to have Torah u'gedula b'makom mechad. They want to learn half a day and they want to make parnasa half a day. We live in a world where everything is mixed together. And therefore, that's why our Batei Knesios are the Batei Midrash. It's all mixed together. Batei Midrash are two separate things. And you would think that the Beis HaKnesses is a Tefillah, and the Beis Medrash is Torah. And along comes this Hilik Rashi. Never saw this before. This definitely has now become my favorite daf in the entire Shas. 2007-11 daf, to learn this Yisoy, that the Beis HaKnesses is Oichet Torah. The only Hilik is that the Beis HaKnesses is Torah Shebichsav. And the base medrash is Torah Shebal Peh, as well as in the Rashi. Yiskala, the next Rashi, Kumoy Lufnei Hiskala Hariv Namoit, Lushuloshin Gilui, Gidar Sivu Sakh the Sanhedrin Kodim Shiskala Hadin. Fine. Now we go to the next piece of Gemara. Amrav Nachman by Yitzhak, Gidol Aveiro Lishma. Rav Nachman Yitzhak says, Gidol Aveiro Lishma.
It's good.
Ula, you're right, I made a mistake. You're right. I'm Ula. Tamar Zinsa. Tamar was Mizane. And Zimri Zina, he was Mizane. Tamar Zinsa, L'shem Shemayim, Yatsu Mimen Melachim Unneviim. Who are the Melachim? The Melachim was Peretz, was David. And Neviim was Zerach. Zimri Zina, Naflu Ula, because of him, Kama Revavos Mi Yisrael, many multitudes, many Revav is 10,000. Multiplication of 10,000 died because of Zimri. Let's see over here the Halakha Rashi. Rashi, Tomer Zinzer, Zinzer, and Ischavid L'Shem Shemitzvah. K'dil Hamid Zera. K'dil Sev Kirasa Ki Godel Shila. Zimri Zinzer, and Ischavid L'Shem Avera. V'yatsa Men Melochim Nevi'im Melochim Midavid. Nevi'im Yishaya. Diyamamar. Amoitz V'amatsia Achim Havi. Amoitz. And Amatsya, these were kings, they were brothers. Ugmir kol makom shizki akosav navi v'shem aviv b'nevius b'yedua shum navi b'navi. So therefore, Zariah, I don't know, yichus, fine, whatever it means, fine. Next piece of Gemara. Now we go to Gemara, Omra Nachma Yitzhak, Gidol Aveir Lishma, Gidol Aveir Lishma, Mimitzvah Shaloi Lishma, Fregmer really, V'omra Yehuda Omra Rav Lilim Yaska Adem Tarev Mitzvah Zafir Lishaloi Lishma, Shemitah Shal Shal Lishma, Ela Eima Kimitzvah Shal Equal. It means it's equal. And Avera, Lishma, is equal, it's not better, it's equal to a mitzvah shaloi lishma. Elo eima kim mitzvah shaloi lishma. D'chsev, tivayrach minashim, this was the Haftarah only a few weeks ago, Parshas Beshalach, tivayrach minashim, may she be more blessed. Yoel minashim, who should be more blessed? Yoel, Eish as the wife, Chever Akeni. Because she went and she gave Sisera, she chopped off his head. She didn't chop his head, she took the peg of the tent, the Yosed Ho'oyel, and she shoved it into his skull. She took the newspaper, the Yosed Ne'eman. How do you teach us the Kindlach? She took the Yosed and she put it into his head. She took the Yosed Ne'eman and she zetzed him over the head. She killed him. Fine. It says that Yol is more praiseworthy than Noshim. Who are the Noshim? Shaboyel, Sara Rivka Rocha Voleya. Pilei Ploim. Over here it says that she is more blessed, Yoel, than Sara Rivka Rocha Voleya. Why? Yoel lived with Sisra. Sisra was born on Yoel 7 times. So she had Hana, Amai Sabia, 7 times. So the answer is it wasn't called a Hana, it was not a Hana. Whereas Rachel, Sarif, Rachel Leah, over here this Gemara is saying that they had Hana from themselves. Can you imagine such a piece of Gemara to say such a thing? Gemara explains, Amrav Yochanan, Sheva Bilois Baal Oisa Rasha Ba Oisa Sha'ah. Sisha was born on Yoel 7 times, Shnemar. Bein Ragleha, Kara, between her legs, Kara, he bent, Nofal, Shochaf, and you count the number of times it says these words, in this pasuk, it's 7 times, to teach you that he was born her 7 times. She had delay, she had pleasure. The Gemara says no such thing. There's no such thing as a person having pleasure from an act of benefit of a rasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kol Tevas Shel Rosham Eina Ela Ra Eitzel Tzadikim Shnemar Hisham Lecha Midaber Im Yaakov Mitoiv Di Ad Ra. So Bishlam Ra, Hashem said to Lavan, don't talk to Yaakov Mitoiv Ad Ra. Bishlam Ra, Shaper Ela Toiv Amai. Why did Hashem say to Lavan, do not talk to Yaakov? Don't talk to Yaakov even Toiv. Teretz says it's not Toiv. Anything that comes from you, the Rasha, is not called Toiv to Yaakov. Amai loy elolav shmamina toivosoy roy hi shmamina. Next Gemara. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Gidei lader l'shma kolaymar l'shem mitzvah. Mitoch shloy l'shma, mitoch shloy l'shma l'shma. Alma de mitzvah shloy l'shma chashiva is chashiva. A mitzvah shloy l'shma is chashiv. Why? Dilidei mitzvah hi mevia. Because when you do a mitzvah, shloy l'shma, it will ultimately lead you to do the mitzvah one day l'shma. The imam marta de aveir l'shma gedoy lehemena. How could it be then? How could hayat marta de aveir l'shma gedoy lehemena? Ella ema gedoy l'aveir l'shma kim mitzvah shloy l'shma shesten shavas equal. The sivit in the pasuk k'rach menashim yol eishes chavakeni kolay mar koisim nashim shem shem matzinu b'chem shasu mitzvah shloy l'shma uvekula nemar b'chem oihel. Who are they? Let's see. Tvarach al sha'asa aveir l'shma kedei lahatish koychoy. Why did Yoel live with Sisra? To weaken him. Lahatish koycha shel oisar rasha kedei shadehe yecholel lahargo. Hear what it says over here? The reason why she allowed him to be born her 7 times was in order to weaken him so she could then kill him. Sara rochel v'leya. Notice that it does not say Rivka. Hermaisa, what does the Gemara say? This is a Pel de Garashi. This Dibra Maskel is one of the 7 wonders of creation. Did you ever know this, Shlomi? Did you ever know this? Tavchav Gimel Beis and Shas, this Kasha I'm going to ask you now. The Gemara over here says, Sara Rivka Rachel Leah. Rashi says, Sara Rachel Veleah. Where's Rivka? Let's see. Sh'amru Lebalein, Lovoy El Shevchosan, Veloy L'Shem Mitzvah. Nishavnu El Kedei, Shemeskana Zu Bezu. They were jealous. Rachel Bachoisa. Rachel was jealous of Leah. The Sara of Leah. What?
I lost you. Where are you?
Akinia, say it again.
Where are you up to? I lost you for a second.
I'm in the Rashi. The Rashi, the Ramasal. Sara Rachel. Sara Rachel Valeah. I'm in the Rashi. Okay, so the Elkadel Shemeskane Zubazu Rachel Bachoisa.
The Gemara,
it's the beginning of the line. It's the Gemara, it's smack in the middle of the page. Mamish, you cannot get more smack in the middle than this. Smack in the middle of the page, it says in the line, Sara Rivka Rachel Valeya. It says that these 4 women, they lived with their husband, they did a mitzvah, Shaloy L'shma. What was the mitzvah they did? They gave over their wives They gave over a woman in order to have children. Sarah gave Hagar. Sarah gave Avraham Hagar. Rachel and Leah gave over the Shifchis, the Shvachis. Yeah? You hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let me make this closer. I'm using today a different device. I can't hear you so well.
Okay, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, over here it says, Rashi says, Sarah, Rachel, Leah, Shamru, Lebalei, Lavayel, Ol Shifchasan. Sarah said to go to Hagar. Rachel and Leah said to go to the Shvachis. V'loy l'shem mitzvah nischavnu. Ela k'dei shem miskanois zu b'zu. Rachel b'achoysa. V'sar v'leah. And Sarah b'imo hois. What does that mean? What do you mean Sarah was jealous? Rachel b'achoysa. V'sarah. V'leah.
Sarah did it l'shma.
What does Rashi here mean? V'sarah. The Leia be imo hois. What does that mean? They were jealous of who? What imo hois? What was Sarah jealous of? The kula nemar bochen oil kidachsiv kroy. And Rashi does not mention Rivka. There's something going to be very bizarre about this Rashi. The Gemara says that all four did something shaloi l'shma. And then when Rashi quotes the Gemara, Rashi leaves at Rivka, and Rashi says that Sha'amru Libalein Lovay El Shifchasan. They did a mitzvah. Go to their Shifcha. Sarah said go to Hagar. And Rachel and Leah said go to Bilah Vizilpa. Why did they do this?
They didn't have mitzvahs in mind.
They did this because they were jealous. What were they jealous of? Ula Ibonim Imena. I'll be built up for them. I'll be built up, right?
That their sister had kids and they didn't have.
What about Sarah? So what does Rashi mean? Rashi says, "Sha'amru lebalein lovay el shifchasan."
Sarah was jealous of Hagar.
Ella k'deish niskana zubizu Rachel be'achoisa. Sarah gave Hagar. So Rachel be'achoisa. Rachel was jealous of Leah. Okay, v'sara. What does this mean? V'sara.
Jealous of Hagar.
V'sara v'Leah be'imohois. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. The kula nema bochem oil ki lusiv kroy. All right, vayte. Shem biloyts bein.
I'll say what it means. Sarah, because Sarah knew that the other imahos would have multiple children, she wouldn't have any. Obviously, without the other imahos, now Sarah having a baby, the other imahos would never have a kid. So that's like almost difficult thing to understand. At the end of the day, she knew that there
would
be other
imams
who had children, so she was jealous of them.
All right, I guess so. That's what it means. That there was a Masurah of the imams, and at this point in her life, she's having nothing. She's not one of the participants of the imams. I hear. For some reason, I can't hear you well, though, on this telephone. I'm using a different device because my computer doesn't work. For some reason, I can't hear the Rashiva so well. Let me try to turn it this way. Maybe it'd be better if I turn it this way. All right, let's go by. Do you see me sideways now? How do you see me now? How come this phone doesn't know what to do? Shvach Mais doesn't know how to turn. Let's press this button now. Now let's see, maybe you'll know how to turn. It does know how to turn. Will you believe it? This phone, Shvach Mais, does know how to turn. It does know how to turn. Now it knows how to turn.
But that's the
wrong way, though. All right.
No, you're good now.
I have to put you this way because otherwise I can't hear. It blocks the sound. I put it the other way. All right. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. But I can't see you now because everything is always a kunz. What we say in this world is nothing is perfect. There's always a trade-off. There's always a trade-off in life. There's always a trade-off. I can't get this to stand. What should I do? What should I do, Shlomi? Shlomi, have a solution for me? Let's try a schnapps cup. This is nishkut. What are we going to do? Ah! We're going to have to just go back to what we had before. Okay, we're going to have to just do what we had before. And Ribbono Shel Olam, this is his Ratzon. Oh no. Oh no, what happened now? Alright, let's learn. Alright, with me, Vayitin the Gemara. Okay, Vayitin, now back to Rashi. Rashi says, Shav Bilois, Bain, Kiriya, Benefila, Veshriva, Isbuhu, Sheva, Bahai, Kodir 7. Ela Vayitin. Now we go to the Gemara, Gufa. Gufa. Okay, he offered 42 karbonis. They went, well, how do you know how to 42? Because he went to three locations. Each one of the locations he offered 14 karbonis. So what is 14 multiplied by 6? No, it doesn't make sense then. So the 84 and that's it, 7. So wait, how do we get 40? Let's see, that's in Rashi. We'll see in a moment. Rashi, Zach Yotzes, live
a business. It boggles the mind that he would. I mean, Gershon is Gag, Cotton Chanel dummy. So why is it even attributed to Bollock? He was Daisha. What does that even mean? Well, how could Bollock be Daisha? He was a Russia Bollock.
You're right. What's the shot? I don't know. Shabbeschar Membeis Karbonai Shehikri Bala Karasha Zachav Yatsam Men Rus Rabbi Yosef Chanida Rus Bas Benoy Shal Eglon Melech Moav Haya. He was an enikel of the king of Moav, and Eglon, I guess, was a descendant of Balak. Balak was from Moav. All right, let's see over here. It says over here in the Rashi. Rashi over here says Shevas. Rashi says. No, oh no, we didn't finish the Rashi's. Elo Toda Mai, we didn't finish the Rashi's previous Gemara. Toda Mai, Mazel Lo Shlod Mitav Yimoy, Elo Lav Shlami Nom Mitav Asa Rohi. Hashem said to Lavan, do not talk to Yaakov, Mitoy Viad Ra, Bish Shlomo Ra, Elo Toda Mai, Umay Ra Ika, Di Mapish Bemile, Bahade, Ose Lish Dabuile, Bishema, here's a Rashi, and this is a Mori Tiki Yusayt. Rashi, if not, we don't want Rashi, we don't know what's going on. What's the Ra? If you have a conversation with Yaakov, the end is going to be you're going to say Avodah Zarah. You're going to mention Avodah Zarah, and that's going to affect Yaakov Avinu. You're going to swear lay b'shem Avodas Kechavim Shaloi v'ator Amro lo yishama al picha. The Gabbai Yoel ish eshes chaver myro ika gaba the hitil ba oisa rasha zuama. When he was bought upon her, he put in her zuama, filth. The Yamamar, Bisho Shabo Nochash, Yisrael. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. The Nochash HaKadmoini? I don't know what that means. Is. The Yatsim and Rush, the Yatsim men David, Sherivuhu, Lakabash Baruch, who saturated. Lakabash Baruch, Bishirois, Bishish Bochois. Arbor Mushtaim Korbonus, Mishavar Mizbochois, Sharach, Begimel Mukoimas. He made 7 mizbechos in 3 places, and that's 21. V'al kol echad v'echad hella par ba'ayil shem yudalit l'chol ma'imid u'ma'imid. So that's 14. 14 times 3 doesn't make sense. 14 times 3 is 42, right? The gimel pam yudal olam membeis. Okay, fine. That's what it means. It means over here that he made 3 locations. Each one was 14. 14 times 3 is 42. Okay, as a yisoy to remember parashas. Parashas Balak. There were 3 locations. In each location, he offered 14 karbonas. 14 times 3 is 42. In the schus of those 42 karbonas came Rus Hamoavia. Fine. Membe Olam Membeis v'karbonosav shel Balak havu sheloi l'shem mitzvah. The karbonas were sheloi l'shem mitzvah. Yet he was zeicher. From those karbonas came Rus Hamoavia. Next Gemara. Okay. Now we go to new Gemara. Our Gemara says. Omar Rabbi Chiba Rabba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shenekos Shlokhu Mefakech, Kol, Afilu Sochor Sicha Noe. How do you know that Hashem does not deny even a Sicha Noe? If you say a nice word, if you have a choice of language and you select a more refined usage of the word instead of being vulgar, you say, I need to go to the room without the mezuzah. Instead of saying, I need to go to the Beis HaKisei. Dila Bechira, the older daughter, Lot's two daughters, Dikrise Moav, she called her son Moav, which means from my father. That's not a refined way. Amale Rachmana, Al Totsar Es Moav, do not cause them pain. The Al Tiskar Ba Milchama, the one makes a drasha. Milchamud Loy Aval Tsure, Tsure Tsarinan. You're allowed to cause them tsar. Don't go Totsar Es Moav. Don't cause them tsar and don't wage war. Now, I don't know, Al-Totza, what's Al-Totza? Al-Totza means don't cause them tsar. I guess not. Totza means do not go and wage war. Don't make Muhammad. Muhammad loy avol tsu'uwe tsarinan v'ilu tsu'iro dekarite ben ami. She said that he is a son of my nation. Did not say the word, it was not as explicit. Omar lei, Hashem said, al titsuram. The Al Tiskar Bum, period. So the word Tiskar means don't fight with them, don't cause them pain. Afilu Tsu'uri Loi Tsarinan, cloud. So the reward of speaking in a refined way is Hashem does not deny even that reward. A person should do a mitzvah right away. Both daughters did L'Shem Shemayim. The older daughter that did it first, one night before, was Zoycha that from her came members in Klal Yishol 4 generations before the second daughter. She b'schar layla achas, she kodmosa, b'chiru l'tzi'ira, zochsa, she was Zoycha, b'kodma arba doris b'yishol l'malchus. Rashi, the case of Moab, mashma me'avi ben ami, b'losh n'kiyuhu, d'loy rotesol l'hoidia de me'avia nis'abra, she wanted to not, it should not be explicit, that this baby has been fathered by my father. Omar al titzurim. So the younger one, it's Hashem, said, do not titzurim, yal tiskor bom. Umudeloik sibuhu milchoma, shmamina, de afilu tsaro de loy lavalu. Veloyoy de afilu buchir de karise av, hakosa persimo de omar va tishka vesavia. The older one, it says explicitly in the Torah that she lived with her father. And the younger one, it doesn't say with Seirok Siv Vatishkav Imoy. The Torah does not say her father, Imoy with him, which is a more refined word. So it's Mida Kneged Mida. Next, Zachsa Vakadma Arba Doris Lishol Oyved Yishai David Shlomo Vilu Tseiro Loy Osim Lishol Ela Ad Rechavam Tahavam in Amo Ho Amoines. Okay, so who came from Amoin? Shlomo Hamelech married Naamo Ho Amoines. That was 4 generations later. Whereas David already, we find Oyved with Rus, we have Oyved 4 generations already before. Already we had a member of Klal Yisrael came into Klal Yisrael. So this is the reward. Okay, that concludes the Gadata. Now we go to Halacha. Halacha. Harisha Shanadra, we already learned most of this Mishnah yesterday. Okay, this really is a Chazarva, a lot of what we learned already. Harisha Shanad bin Azar, a woman, she was Makabal Nazirus, Refisha Esbehemta, and she set aside the carbon. Okay, so she set aside the carbon. The carbon is ready, it's sanctified. Where did she get money to buy the carbon? She took it from her husband. Harisha Shanad bin Azar, Refisha Esbehemta, Vyak, in other words, Hefer Labad, and then her husband was made from the nether. I'm being invaded. 1 second. You got everything you need? Yeah, you got everything? You got everything you need? Any drinks? Any you got everything?
I think we have everything, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shlomi, I'm invaded here. They took over my base membership. Spink? There are balloons. What do you need? There are a lot of white balloons here. We have here, the whole place is filled with these white balloons. We're invaded. Extraterrestrial. E.T. phone home. I think that movie is going to come back now. E.T. phone home. They're coming to get us, Shlomi. Vaita. Ha'isha Shenadra. Bin Nazir, did you see the movie, Shlomi? It was a gewaltig movie. It's a gewaltig movie. Murder. It's a Yiddish movie. Steven Spielberg. Ha'isha Shenadra bin Azir v'efrisha es behemta, and she was mafish the carbon. V'yakach hefer labal, husband was made for the nether. Im shaloi ha'yo ha'isa behema. Let's say, shaloi. The husband paid for it. Teitze the sida, the ada, the animal is a garnished. The animal can go graze with all the other behemoths. Let's say the animal she paid for herself. Then hachatos tamos. Then the animal has sanctity, and in the middle it's a chatos. Chatos shneschav b'olehem. It's like chatos shneschav b'olehem. The middle she has to be put to death. The oila tikarev oila. It's offered as a common oila. Shlamim tikarev shlamim. V'ne'echalim liyoy me'echad. Now this is a chiddush. One day. Why one day? A shlam. Why is the shlam one day? It's a special halacha, I think, by a nazir. Is that correct? A special halacha that the Shalmei Nazir is in for one day, only one day. It's just like the Shalmei Tzibur of Shavuos. If someone will ask you, Shlomi, what does a Nazir and the Yom Div of Shavuos have in common? One day you'll be on jeopardy. What? But they didn't close the door here. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
Well,
I was getting
the drinks. Go take out. Ah. Got it?
Oh, we have one more.
Got it?
One.
Don't take
the milk. No, it's whatever we bought.
Guys, are good. Snap. Yeah. Okay. Aliens need food, you know that? Did you know that?
Aliens,
they need food also. Aliens, they need food. They need to eat. They come with Snapple. They come with Coca-Cola. They come with Alagut Azachim. Weiter. So over here, if someone will ask you on Jeopardy, on Jewish Jeopardy, what does Shavuos and a Nazir have in common? The answer is, the carbon shlamim is only eaten for one day and one night. I need some quiet here. You got everything right. It's not enough. You claim you invaded the base. You have to come and chat me every 2 seconds. Here, open the door over here.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it say? What does it say? Shlamim on Shavuos. You bring the shalmei tzibur. A carbon shlamim, how, what is the time span of eating a carbon shlamim? It's kachet kalim, 2 days and the night in between. The only exception is the shlamim of a nazir is one day and one night, and the shalmei tzibur that accompanies the shtei lechem on Shavuos is one day and one night. It has a din of kachet kachim, I think. One day and one night. The shalmei tzibur, maybe not, but shalmei tzibur, one day and one night. So the Mela, I think you got everything ready. Can you close the door, please? No, of course not. Aliens, they don't know how to. Like Star Trek here. Look, the doors, they slide open. You see that? Like Star Trek. We're on Zoom here. I'm on Zoom. We have sliding doors. We have Snapple. We have all of modern Zachen over here. We're living in a night. We have Wi-Fi. We're living mamish in Star Trek. H. Meet the Flintstones. Okay, Vita. Are you with me or are you watching television? Are you with me? What are you doing? You look distracted. You look like you're watching something on television. What's on tonight? What are you watching? E.T.?
Watching you.
Vita.
What you
noticing is
the lighting changes.
Okay, we have over here the shlamim. Fine. Oyla tegavah shlamim tegavah shlamim lechem liyom yom yom yachad. Ve'ein tunim lechem. Now, they don't need bread. You don't need bread. You see, this is the murder Yisrael. We only came and learned this tonight. It would be Kedai Shlamim. Is to understand the Chayber of Yisholim. Are you the Yisholim? Is the Helik of Yisholim the Shoshil of Spink? Cool with us here.
Right, front.
Okay, so over here is the Mordek Zach. The shlamim that you bring on Shavuos. You're not gonna hear this by Shuli Bornstein or Eli Stefanski. The shlamim that you bring on Shavuos accompanies bread. The shtei halechem. Shtei halechem. You bring two loaves of bread of chametz. You wave it in six directions. and it's crowned by two kivasim, two sheep, and you have to wave them together. They're called carbon shlamim, and they accompany the breads. The nazir brings 20 breads, also 20 breads. A toida, you bring 40 breads.
Where does he say the nazir brings breads?
It says in the verse, in the Bible. A nazir, the din of a nazir, at svei dinim in a nazir, the nazir be'etzem is a carbon toida. The nazir, a regular toida, you bring 40 breads. 40 breads. A nazir brings 20 breads. A nazir, when he concludes his nazirus, be'etzem, he's bringing a carbon.
He
brings three karbanas, but the carbon shlamim that he brings is be'etzim a carbon toida. The din shlamim that the nazir brings is the din toida. Now, memela, the kivseh and shavuos, you also bring shlamim, two shlamims, and they accompany bread. So now we make a chain rule. And being that we know as a fact that the shlamim of the nazir is be'etzim a carbon toida, and on the Kivsei Atzeres, on Shavuos, is the Zel Mazach, you bring a shlamim that you only eat for one day, one night, and it accompanies two breads. The Mela, uv'yoyim ha'bikurim, you know what you're really bringing? You're bringing really a public carbon toida, carbon toida. Being that we know there's a carbon toida for an individual, and then there's a carbon toida for the nazir, and then there's the Shal, there's Shavuos, you bring the Shtei Lechem. So Mela, they all go together. They're all an example of a carbon toida, thanksgiving offering. Vaita. So over here it says in the Mishnah that the Shlamim is eaten for one day and one night. In other words, the Shlamim is going to be a din of, not a Stama Shlamim. Since this woman dedicated this animal as a Shlamim for a Nazira, it retains that status. L'may nafkamin. If it was stama shlamim, a voluntary offering, then she can eat it for 2 days and the night in between. But if the shlamim retains the status of the shlam of a nazir, then she only can eat it for one day and one night. The fact that the Mishnah says that it must be for one day and one night is an indication that the din of nazir did not go away from the din of the shlamim. So you should bring the 40, the 20 breads as well to accompany it. No, that you don't bring. You don't bring the breads, but you do have to treat the basar, the animal, as if it's not stam a shlomim, but the shlom of a nazir. How can you make such a fine chiluk sufficient to separate the breads? So bring the breads already. Bring the breads. How can you make such a fine difference between the two? For that, we need to go into the Iyun. We have to wait for Shabbos morning at 7:30 in Knesset Beis HaVigdor. Hear from the holy words that will come forth from our Rashi, Rabbi Sholimin Shlit, Rosh Hashiva of Daf Yomi Spinkrul in Brooklyn, Midwood, Flappish. Got it? Vaita. Ve'enam tu'unim lechem. It does need the bread. Now let's say this woman did not actually buy the animals, but she set aside money, and the money was designated for her kabbanis. So when the money yibul nadavus, if the money was not specified, if the money still here, she says I'm in a zero. No, I'm in a zero. Eventually, when my time is finished, I'm gonna have to bring kabbanis. Let me go take now, put down on the table $100. And this money will be used for my kabbanis. But she did not specify which money should go for which. So now Yiblu Nadava, so all of the money can go now for, it's set aside for Karbanos, and it's her money. All the money will go by Karbanos. But what kind of Karbanos? Oilois Lekates Mizbeach. Let's say most Mifudash, let's say she took the money and she divided up the money into three different parts, and she designated these bills will go for the Chatas, this goes for the Oila, this goes for the Shlamim. Let's say most mifudashim dmei chatos yelchu liyam hamelach has to be destroyed like a chatos loynenin v'loy mayalin bohen. You're not allowed to derive hana from the money, but if you do derive hana from the money by accident, you're not chayev meila. That's a din in the chatos hameisais. Dmei oila yaviu oila umayalin bohen, because kachay kadashim the meila dmei shlamim yaviu shlamim v'nechalim liyam echad ve'ein tunim lechem did not need lechem. And notice it does not say that it's going to be the Mi'ilah, because that's a din of Mi'ilah. There's no din Mi'ilah when it comes to Kotshe Kalakalam. Only by Kotshe Kodashim is a din of Mi'ila, not by Kotshe Kala. Okay, we learned a very nice Mishnah. We learned a lot of this Mishnah before, so it's Chaza outside the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically says a woman is Mekala upon herself in the Zirus, and she sets aside Korbanos, and her husband is made for her in the Zirus. So what is the law? It all depends if whose money she used to make the set aside the Korbanos. If she took from her husband's money to set aside the Korbanos, garnish from garnish, Yireh Be'eder. If she took her own money, which she has in her possession, which the Gemara will tell us how she has money, someone gave her money, that her husband has no permission in, then it becomes very complicated. If the Chatas has to die, the Oila is brought to the Kavan. The Oila, the Shlamim, has a din of a Shlamim, like a Nazira, where it's limited in what she can do with it. That's right, that's the Chatas. The Chatas is the school of Misa. The oil is offered as a carbon oil, and the shlamim is offered as a carbon shlamim, but it's offered with the same dinim as a shlam of a nazira, not stam a shlamim. Basic nafkamina is you only can eat it for one day and one night. A regular carbon shlamim you can eat for 2 days, but the carbon of a nazira can only be eaten for one day and one night. So even though she's not a nazira, because the husband was made for the naziras, the chatos has to be put to death. The oil is a regular oil, and the carbon shlamim is going to be offered, because it's going to be offered as a voluntary offering, but you have to have a chumrah of one day and one night. You're not allowed to eat it for 2 days, and that's a takapella, manavshach. If it's going to be, she's not a nazira, so why does she limit it to one day, one night? What's going on over here? So Murdik is a pelda gazach. What exactly is going on over here with this carbon shlamim? And if you can tell me that the status of the shlamim over here, the status of a carbon as a nazira, then it should require 20 loaves of bread. And yet the halach is there's no bread. How do you understand this mystery? Let's see the Gemara. Man tana debal loy mishtabed law. The Tana over here says that if the husband says, let's say this woman, she's mekabel nazirus, and she goes and she takes money from her husband and she buys the korbanos, and then her husband finds out that she is a nazira, and the husband is made for the nazirus, the animals yireh be'eder. Why? Because she had no right to spend that money. Who says that? Who says she has no right to spend the money to buy the kabbalas? You're telling me now that when the husband is made for the nazirus, it turns out retroactively, she had no right to spend, that the money wasn't hers to spend. Only if it's her money. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's her money or it's his money? So if it's her money, she can do whatever she wants. If it's his money, she doesn't have a right to do anything. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? When a man marries a woman, all of his money is hers. Right? Isn't that the way it goes? Some people don't have that problem. They don't have any money. If they don't have any money, I don't know, if they don't have any money, then there's nothing to take. But Lu Yitzuyo, let's say you find such a mitzis. Mashakani isha kanabala. But the Gemara is saying that's the Minatoira. But the Chazal made a takon in the Ksuba pum fakert. The Chacham, they said, even though Takamina Torah, Mashkun Ish Konabala, but Chazal said that when a man marries a woman, he writes the Ksuba, and the Ksuba is a Tanai Ksuba, that he is fully responsible for her. She can spend all his money, whatever she needs. If she needs to bring Korbanos, she has full rights to take his money and to buy Korbanos. Mimela, if she's Mekabel Nazirus, so you agree that if she spends her own money, if she has her own separate account, then automatically those korbanos have sanctity. If that's the case, even if she does not have her own account, even if she took her husband's money, the fact is the husband has an obligation to pay for her korbanos. So it should automatically also go for the korbanos. What's the difference? You tell me a tremendous chiddush. This mamish, it changes the whole world of marriage. Had I known this, it would have been a different story. Had I known this 50 years ago, I would have been a different story. Such a thing that the husband has absolutely no obligations to the wife. Mantana debal loy mishtabidla. You live your life, I'll live my life, and get lost. The Gemara says on Rav Chisra Rabbani, this goes like the Rabbanan. The Isal Gedad Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, a very romantic version of marriage. You hear? Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, am I teitse this sida be'eder? Let's say a woman, before he dated her, before they were married, had an obligation to bring a carbon. She was a mitzoira. or let's say she was a Tumeya, she ate Kodshim in the state of Tumah, Karban Oil of the Yared, and she was a poor woman, she had no money, nothing, so she would bring, in this situation, she would bring a mincha. She would bring a mincha, or birds, and then she got good luck. She married a rich guy. I know a girl, married a guy, you know how much the wedding cost? The wedding cost $3 million. I'm not joking. A girl that comes from a very, very humble home, and a boy married her. The boy is a family from a billionaire family. He was crazy about her. He married her, and I know for a fact the wedding costed $3 million. Could you imagine? That's how much it cost. I'm not joking. $3 million is how much the wedding cost. The family are literally billionaires. The girl comes from a very humble family, very nothing, mamish nothing. And this boy he went out with, he was crazy about her. He went out with a lot of girls. He met this girl, he was smitten with her. It's all history. And so let's say when she was, before she got married, she was destitute and she was obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yerid because Tumas Mikash Vikodoshov or Shavua, right? A Shavua, oil of Yerid. And she was obligated, she's a poor woman. So she only has to bring a mincha, meal offering, or birds. And then she marries this fellow who gave her a wedding of $3 million and has plenty more left in the bank, for sure. So now she finally gets around to bringing her korbanos. What does she bring? Shteit Rabbi Yehuda, a korban oshir. Oh, but at the moment when she was obligated in the korban, she was an aniya. She was poor. And she did not get around to bringing the korban until she got married. So now that she's married and her husband has money, the husband has an obligation to bring for his wife a korban ashira. That's what it says here. Rabbi Doimer, that's what he writes in the Ksuba. Every obligation that is upon you, I accept upon myself. This is called romance. Under the chuppah, he says to her, all of your obligations, they are now my obligations. I take full responsibility. Min kodmas dina. Even from before, koda means before. The yoyshev kedem, even the obligations that you had before you married me. So therefore, Eibase, according to this understanding, according to this, that if you go like Rabbi Yehuda, and a woman is makabel upon herself mezirus, and she sets aside korbanos, those korbanos are sacred, because the husband has a duty to do this. The mela, it's just like it was her own money. Now when the husband comes along and is made for the neder, you can't go tell me that the animals are tira be'eder. Can't say that. Because the animals, the same way if they were her money, the animals have sanctity. So too, even if it's not her money, it's her husband's money, they also have the same sanctity. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a husband has full obligation to pay for his wife's korbanos. It's as if he gave her the money for keeps. So therefore, we're going like the Rabbanon. It has to be. We're going like the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon say, "Einachanami." Since at the end of the day, the husband, she has no obligation. The husband was made for the neder, so the animals are chulin. And but if she has your own money, then it's going to be kodesh. Rav Amar, Rav says no. Afilu teima Rabbi Yehuda. We're going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Kimashabel b'milsa d'tzrichola. B'milsa d'tzrichola loy. It's a tremendous chiddush. He says, even though the husband accepts upon himself when they get married that he's going to pay for all of her obligations, he only accepts upon himself things that she's really chayef for. If he ultimately is going to be made for her neder, retroactively he has no obligation to give her this money. It's not hers. Therefore, we can be going even like a Yehuda when a husband obligates himself in the ksuba to go and pay for all of her korbanos. It's only things that she taka really needs. If the husband will be made for the neder, so retroactively she was not a nazira, he never really let her have this money. That's one mahalach of the Gemara. Now this obviously needs more hezber, but let's go weiter because we're running out of time. Let's go weiter. Ikud yarmi some say, Ma'anton, who is the Tana? The difference, whole different version. Ma'anton, the Tana, Omer al-Chista, Rabbi Yehudi, Pupakar. Now we saw Rabbi Yehudi, why? Rabbi Yehudi, V'chi m'shabed lo b'milsa d'shrichula, b'milsa lo d'shrichula loy. Like we said before, the Rabbanon, loy m'shabed lo klal. Because according to the Rabbanon, basically, I don't need a Mishnah to tell this to me. According to the Rabbanon, if a woman takes money from the husband to buy her korbanah, and she's a gazlan, and the husband then is mefer the nazirus, it's super, super simple that the animals are yirabei there. I don't need a Mishnah to teach me this halacha because the husband has absolutely no obligation to her. He has no obligation to her. So I don't need a Mishnah to teach me that if he's mefer the neder, then the animals can be yirabei there. I need the Mishnah to teach me a chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a responsibility. Kamash Malon, not in this case. Okay, so if we're going like, oh, like, what is going to be a case to Mishabala? How will you have a Hecha Timsa then according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, where the animals are going to have Kedusha? Kegoin, the Aknaya law, where he buys it for her. We came in the Akni law, have the Nafsha. The only time you have Hecha Timsa where a woman will be able, where the animals have Kedusha is where the husband is the one who buys the animals. If the husband hears that his wife was made in it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and he hears that his wife was makabel upon herself in the zeros.
Just suddenly your voice got louder.
My voice got louder now?
No, it went back down low. For a second it got better.
Oh, you weren't able to hear me? Why didn't you tell me you couldn't hear me?
No, I can hear you, but it sounds muted.
You should have told me, Rebbe. Now, how's it now? Is it better now?
No.
It's not any better now?
No.
That's strange.
Okay, no problem. I can hear you clearly.
Let me try now.
It's almost like you have this noise canceling.
All right, how's it now?
Same.
Good, it's good.
It's okay, but it just sounds like it's noise canceling. Like you don't hear any background.
I don't know why.
Go ahead, continue. You have a few minutes. Go ahead.
All right.
Sorry.
So over here now, we're saying over here, a new chiddush over here. I don't know which way is better, worse. I don't know. All right, so now over here, we have over here a chiddush. The chiddush over here is that the only time when she's actually going to own the carbon is with the husband. 9 o'clock in the morning, the husband hears that his wife was makabel upon herself nazirus. So he says, that's wonderful, my wife. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for doing this. What do we need to do? Korbanos. So let me go to the store today and go buy korbanos. He goes to the store. He goes to Blue Ribbon, Meishas, and he buys 3 animals. He brings them home. And then at 11 o'clock, he gets into a fight with his wife. And he says, you know what? I may fear you in nazirus. So in this case, now what do we do with the animals? In this case, the animals have sanctity. You know why? Because the husband himself...
Why do we say the fact that he told her to buy the animals? That himself...
Okay, L'chari, then she's a shliach. L'chari, it's a zelbazach. Let's say he gave her permission. If she did it on her own, then she had no permission to do this. But if the husband gave her permission, or he himself bought the animals, and then he's mayfair the neder later in the day, because he only can be made for the neder bo bayom. So now the animals retain their sanctity because since the husband himself bought the animals, then the kedusha cannot depart. The only time you can say that there is no kedusha lemafreya is when she had no right to spend the money. He's made for the nazirus lemafreya, and he never authorized her to spend this money. Then we can say teitzei v'sileh ba'eder. But if the husband gave her permission, or he himself bought the animals, and then he's made for her nazirus, then you can't say teitze v'sira ba'eder because he went and he did it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Even Rabbi Yehuda says echadam d'mshabala kigoyin d'aknaya la. What is the case according to? This is a general halach d'mshabala. No, I know. I think okay. We're going now according to the Rabbanan. I'm going according to the Rabbanan because according to Rabbi Yehuda taka. Oh, Dali Marav now. Okay, I have to go now. Dali Marav now. Thank you for coming, learning with me. If not for you, I wouldn't learn tonight. Thank you very much.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos.